This is Wells Tech, a weekly show exploring the intersections of technology and ministry. Your hosts are Sally Draper and Martin Spriggs. Wells Tech is produced by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod.
Hello again, everybody. This is Martin Spriggs alongside Sally Draper. We are in same house today.
Same location. That's
CMM
right.
Live in the lovely visitor center. This is episode 553. We're recording on June 13th, 2018, show about technology and ministry. So Sally, good to have you in the building. Biggest question I have for you, you drove your new Hyundai over.
I did.
Have you figured out how to pronounce the name of it yet?
It is a Veloster.
Veloster.
No problem there. Yes, a little roadster, and I enjoyed it. It was a long trip with a stick shift.
Which six is, speed, even.
Yeah, something
figured
I had
that
to
out,
get used
huh?
to. But I managed to get here, and hopefully Kevin won't think the car is in too bad a shape once.
Not too many gears were grinded in the process.
Hopefully. No, we won't talk about
okay.
such things.
All right. Good. Good practice for you. And you're going to be pulling that behind your home these days.
We are. We close on our house on Friday, so we are going to be location independent as of about 48 hours from now.
Great way to start off the summer. Mm-hmm. And on the Wells Tech podcast, we have usually some special approach that we use over the summer, a little bit lighter fare, take a little bit of a vacation. We recognize people maybe don't have as much time to spend or want to spend as much time in the summer listening to us, so we try and make that as easy as possible, pull out a few things and really kind of have a focus. And we try and kind of focus around some learning, some professional development for us, and we try and pick a book, and we did. What do we pick this week, or this month, this summer?
Summer season, that's right. We are going to be doing Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. So this is a book that the byline says, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done in Less Time. And of course, it's available on Amazon if you want to read along with us. It's a pretty light read. There's not... it's not small print, and there's a lot of white space, so it won't take you long to get through Eat That Frog, but there's a lot packed in between those covers, so
who,
I think it'll be a good
who
one.
Wouldn't want 21 great ways to stop procrastinating?
Yeah, who wouldn't want to eat frogs, I guess, but that's kind of the premise of the whole book, is that you attack the things that you don't like eating a frog, just right off the bat, get that out of the way so that you can move on and get more done with your time.
So it's a distasteful task that he'd want you to attack first, and then the theory is the rest of the day is so much easier because how much worse could it get than eating a frog?
True. Right? It's likely your biggest or most important task, but one that, I don't know about you, Martin, you probably never procrastinate, but one that
yeah,
you
right.
stare at and think, I really hate to tackle that. I don't know where to start. I'd rather do these little things. Let me go check my phone real quick.
It is a little counterintuitive, I think, for most of us, even those who don't procrastinate. It's like, well, I need to warm up.
Exactly.
let me knock off a couple things, get a good vibe going, and then dive in. But that's really not what he's recommending. And I'm looking forward to some of the theory behind that and how that works for him. He's got a lot of information online, some YouTube videos, a book, a workbook. Mm-hmm. So don't procrastinate. Go out and get this book if you want to follow along, because we're going to be taking, like you mentioned, two chapters a week through the summer. So we want to kind of tackle the introduction, and he gives us some high-level guidance. What struck you when you read the introduction?
Well, again, just kind of understanding what the frog is, and then there are two basic rules about frogs, things that we need to keep in mind all along. Right off the bat, he says, if you have two frogs, you got to eat the ugliest one first. So, I'm overwhelmed and I have more than one big project, then tackle the hardest or the ugliest one first. And then if you have to eat a frog, it doesn't pay to sit and look at it for very long.
Right.
So, the longer you put it off, the harder it is to get started, I think. So his point is just to take action, go for it right away.
Right. And I got the sense that, and this is very similar to other productivity advice we've kind of looked at before, What's Best Next, the book we read, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of years ago, is you develop a routine, develop a habit, make it a part of what you do. If it's not a part of what you do, it's going to be very difficult to kind of try and train yourself over and over again. But if it's just mm-hmm. part of the way of life, then it's going to be a lot easier to kind of dive in. And he claims that once you do it, it can become just kind of second nature to you.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll see this as we dive into the different chapters here. I've made it all the way through the book now. And he talks and reinforces concepts many times throughout the chapters that are included. But developing kind of an addiction to...
He calls it a positive addiction.
Right, where mm-hmm. you're actually getting some dopamine in the process when you complete things that are big, that are frogs, that are on your list. He goes into how to form habits, how it takes a lot of practice and repetition before things get in your brain and you do them naturally or whatever. He talks about visualization, and in one chapter even talks about positive self-talk, where you're reinforcing, you know, get started, go do this, get it done kind of things. So lots of good tips in here yep. that I think come together to give you a very positive and productive way to move through your projects.
Yep. So there's really no excuse. The book is available. We're going to use the third edition. Again, the author is Brian Tracy. And so go grab a copy. I don't know if it's would be in a library or not. I don't know if you check that kind of thing out. It might be.
I checked it out from my library ordered it. So it is out there.
So it's out there. It's not an expensive book. And it's also available on Kindle, mm-hmm. which is a little bit cheaper. You get it immediately, which is what I did.
I got it on Audible and listened in the car yesterday. So there's awesome. All kinds of formats.
No excuses.
Yeah. And we do hope to kind of challenge you. So maybe put on your thinking cap about what some of your big projects are and work along with us, Martin. I'm hoping you'll, you know, pick up pen and paper and work through some of the exercises that he gives us in the process.
I'm not sure what this pen and paper of which you speak, but
there's maybe a pen
maybe
for
that's
this
in the
device
book.
Here
okay.
or whatever.
All right. Very good. So Eat That Frog. That's this summer's activity. So I'm looking forward to it, mm-hmm. I think. All right. Let's move on then, Sally, to our abbreviated agenda for the show. And that takes us to our picks of the week.
Yeah, and my pick of the week, I already tipped my hat to a little bit, is Audible. Audible.com is a place where you can purchase audiobooks and enjoy them on whatever device you have available to you. So I was doing a 6-hour drive yesterday to get here to Milwaukee to be in the office for a few days, and I thought, what better time to listen to Eat That Frog? So I started up my Audible and purchased the book, and what's neat about it is you get credits every month, so you can use it to get whatever book you desire for free. And then even if you've used your credit, you can get a discount on other books that are available through Audible. So it makes audiobooks very affordable. And one of the things you're going to hear as we work through the book is that Brian Tracy is an advocate for professional development, you know, investing in yourself and learning new things. And he recommends actually audiobooks in the process of reading through the book. He's telling me as I'm listening to him that I should listen to audiobooks right. and that you can make your time a lot more productive as you travel. And I know many of us have commutes or trips that we take or whatever. Obviously, you can listen to it at other times as well, maybe during your exercise time or whatever it is. But we've talked about Audible many times on the show, Martin, but I thought it was a good refresher. Beginning of summer, maybe people are taking trips yep. or whatever. Audible.com, it's $14.95 a month, I believe, with the one free book that comes along with that and then the discounted rate on other books. Yep. Actually, right now they're having a big sale on a whole lot of books and they're up to 70% off. So yep. if you get in on it right away, you can take advantage of that sale.
Yep, big fan. I've been using it for years. One really nice feature is the ability to play it at a little faster rate mm-hmm. so that you're not kind of imprisoned by the rate of the speaker or the narrator. So if you want to get through something a little bit more quickly, you can speed them up. You can jump around. You can bookmark. Which kind of leads into my pick, Sally, because I've been using Audible. This summer, I've decided, well, I'm going to try and kind of up my game, my health and fitness game by doing some running. So I do a lot of treadmill work, I'll do stair steps, those kinds of things. But now that the weather's getting a little bit warmer, I decided, well, I'm going to go outside. And I was never much of a runner, definitely not in after college years. When I was in sports, I would do that, but not once I hit professional life. But now with heart issues and whatever, my doctor says, yeah, you need to be doing that. So my goal for the summer is to try and be able to run a 5K straight through. I do intervals right now, and I can do that distance no problem with the intervals. But now I'm starting to do that outside, which is kind of fun. It's a lot nicer than running on the treadmill and looking at the wall. Audible is a really nice companion, when you're doing that. So I've got the AirPods and my iPhone, and I'm listening to books, podcasts, lots of different things that can aid that professional development and kind of stir those juices. And so I'm looking forward to catching up on some Audible books over the course of the summer while I'm doing that. But that's not my pick. My pick actually is related. My wife said, well, what happens if you're out there and something bad happens? You're laying in a ditch, somebody hits you, you had a heart issue, whatever, do you carry ID? And I said, well, no, not really. I mean, I've got my Apple Watch and my phone, and I guess if a smart EMT came along, they'd be able to figure out how to get my emergency information, which is kind of a secondary tip. But I was talking to my son-in-law the other day, and he showed me a little ID tag that he's got attached. It's a little metal ID tag that attaches to his Apple Watch. It's from Rode ID, and Rode ID makes a bunch of these. They make bracelets, they make dog tags, they make these little flanges that go on your Apple Watch, specifically for it, the different kinds of bands. So what you do is you go on, and they're very well made, at least. I haven't gotten mine yet. I ordered just the other day, so I'm really looking forward to having it. But you put your name and your contact information, if you're a donor, that kind of stuff, any specific things that you want to tell an EMT, so that you've got that right on you where something where you have an issue. You could put anything you want on there. So I even have a Bible passage on mine. So I'm looking forward to getting that. But they have all kinds of shapes and sizes and colors and plastic bands, those kinds of things. And it's kind of a neat and easy way to identify yourself, and you just kind of keep it on there. So looking forward to it. It was like $29, and I'll have it in a week. And I know this is one of the leading manufacturers of this, and they've been around for a while and pretty well trusted. It's stainless steel, so it's not going to turn your wrist any different strange colors or whatever. So
I'm smiling at the tech aspect of this. They've made this work with your Apple Watch or whatever. My kids have diabetes, and they've worn medical ID bracelets forever, but they would love to have something that was a little bit more tied to what they're already wearing.
You have up to 6 lines that you can customize, and you can actually put anything you want on, but they kind of give you some templates of what most people put on their name, contact, wife, spouse name, phone number, that kind of stuff. So the website's really easy to work with, and I found it a nice experience. So I'll give you a kind of a follow-up once I get it put on and installed.
You have to model it for us.
I will. They also sell a service or subscription service where they have some kind of tracking that you can that you call a number and somebody can actually find you based on something in the device. So that's pretty cool as well. Second tip is related. I mentioned you can put kind of your contact information in your iPhone or your Apple Watch too, and you should do that. It's called the Medical ID. We'll put a link in the show notes about how to do that, for how to set up your medical ID. But you have to go into the health app, enter that information. You can enter blood type and any special conditions, allergies, those kinds of things, and it'll also appear on your Apple Watch. So I think most EMTs know how to get at that, but it's kind of a long press, and you slide something over on the watch so people can grab that information, and you have emergency contact information as well. So just another way to identify yourself if you don't have your wallet with you, those kinds of things. So just a couple of tips for you summer outdoors people, whether you're a hiker or a runner or a walker or whatever, it's good to have that ID along with you on your phone or on your wrist.
Excellent. So, thanks for sharing.
All right, Sally, let's move on. We would not want to omit a ministry resource each week, so we're going to do that throughout the summer. So this is all kind of related. There's a theme for the show. Imagine that.
Put some thought into this.
And that is the use of Kindle, and we talked a little bit about me using Kindle to read the book. I'm also teaching an MLC course, and the text is Presentation Zen. It's about dynamic classroom presentations. I've been teaching this for about 5 years now, and I have the textbook, you know, on my Kindle as well. And I reread the text every year. But what I've liked over the years is that Kindle or Amazon has kind of increased the capabilities of the Kindle and the apps that are on like the iPhone and the iPad, which is how I read it. With its annotation capabilities, highlighting, note-taking, annotations, just a lot of different capabilities that make it a much more appealing option for textbook kinds of uses, so that you can do highlighting, you can see what a lot of other people have highlighted, notes that they've taken, you can review your notes, you can go back to your bookmarks, there's all kinds of things that you can do, and it's a lot easier to use than it ever used to be. So I think it's a real useful feature, and I found a nice article from iMore.com entitled How to Get More Out of your Kindle App on Your iPhone and iPad, but it applies to the Kindles themselves as well. So lots of great features if you want to go digital, but you still want to kind of maintain the ability to annotate, to bookmark, to get, you know, to fold over the edge of a page, you know, kind of approach, you know, the analog approach that is useful if you want to use it as a reference versus just kind of a go through from start to finish. So,
you know, the one thing that isn't on the list is a Kindle only feature where it'll read it to you.
Right, that's right.
And they have not added that to the app. I've looked, you know, over time I'll go, well, maybe it's there now, but they really want you to buy their Kindle for the read to you capability.
When I was in Texas two weeks ago, and we visited an Amazon store.
Oh, cool.
I'd never been in one before. Really great experience. They've got obviously a lot of books, so it looks like a lot like a bookstore, but they have all their Kindle products, you know, the Fire and, you know, all this other stuff. And it was fun to play with the Paperwhite and all their other devices, and just kind of I think there's a reason that they're so popular, I think, with the Echo and with the Kindle line, and they just make it real easy to use. And obviously their goal is to, you know, get people to buy their products, but I think they're winning that game.
Cool. So, you'll have to tell us more about the Amazon store. I didn't realize they had sticks and bricks stores.
Yep.
And
yep.
I would guess you could probably have things shipped there through their shipping process.
Yep. They have all the most popular books there, so, and then they rate them, and you can, you know, scan the barcode, and, you know,
cool.
It's pretty cool.
That is neat.
All right, let's move to community feedback.
And just a couple of things to mention here. Last week we talked about podcasts, specifically interviewed Charlie Ungemak, who is doing the Gird Up podcast, and talked about how you could start a podcast yourself. And we got a follow-up comment from Pastor Peter Hagen, who is newly serving Resurrection in Toledo, Ohio. He was over in Minnesota near us and just recently made that move. And Pastor Hagen wrote, do you have a listing of Wells podcasts? Perhaps each podcast producer can make a 30-second commercial, so to speak, and upload it to the wiki, the Wells Tech Wiki, for cross-promotion on other podcasts. Excellent questions. Mm-hmm. I would say we would have a starting of a list. We've talked about podcasts just recently, but also in the past, and have kind of put together a list of ministry-related podcasts. Not really a full list of all the people that are sharing sermon audio, but just doing extra podcasts on top of weekly worship services or whatever. So we could probably put together a list like that, but I love the idea of the commercial spots. That sounds like a really neat idea. So thank you, Pastor Hagen, for suggesting that, and perhaps we'll make that a part of the Wells Tech Wiki, as you suggested.
And if you're a podcaster listening or watching, send us that stuff, and we'd be happy to promote it. So
definitely.
Good. All right, the other, I'll throw a little piece of, it's not necessarily community feedback, just a reminder, we mentioned it on the show a couple weeks ago, that there is a new mobile app out there. We call it the Wells app. It's replacing, or will be replacing very shortly here in July, the Wells mobile app that you've downloaded from or potentially downloaded from the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. It is a what we call a progressive web app. It's at wells.app. So if you go on your mobile device to wells.app, there'll be a way to actually install it, quote unquote, install it on your phone or your device, your iPad, whatever. And it really just acts and feels exactly like a mobile application. There is no difference, except there's a benefit to the app that we can update it immediately. It's a little bit more responsive. It works across many more devices, so more people can take advantage of the content. We've added more content, and just today, we added some tutorials, some training videos. So if you want to explore some of the features that are available in Wells, the Wells app, there's now a training section where you can see, well, how do I add it to the home screen? How do I use favorites? Those kinds of things are all there. And we'll begin to add, we're going to be adding more tutorials throughout the week and months ahead. So that is there. Spread the word. We'll be probably announcing that in Together, the Together newsletter, that, hey, this is the app you want to install versus the Wells mobile app that's going to be retired. So
good work. Happy to share that on Wells Tech.
Okay. Video of the week.
And we do have a video. This is Mr. Brian Tracy introducing to you how I can overcome procrastination. So if you want to get a little feel of Brian and his style and some of his basic tips, it's just a little over a minute long, so it won't take much of your time, but it'll give you some good tips right off the bat related to Eat That Frog and things you're going to hear about from his book.
Yep, a little short intro video, nice. Mm-hmm. Next week, as we mentioned, we're going to be taking a couple chapters at a time. What's first up?
Well, his first two chapters are titled Set the Table and Plan Every Day in Advance. And so he's just getting us started and in the mindset of how to identify your biggest tasks, those that you need to eat at the beginning of the day, and then how to, I think he's going to talk about paper and pencil, how to write down your plans.
I'll prepare myself.
Yeah.
I'll gird up for that.
There you go.
So, all right. Yeah. So tune in next week for that. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.